Do you want to do more than follow orders? Think outside of the box and manifest your dreams? Then you've come to the right show. Welcome to the award-winning podcast, Holding Down the Fort by U.S. VetWealth. I'm your host, Jen Amos, a Gold Star daughter, veteran spouse, and entrepreneur. For season 8, we continue our wonderful partnership with the Rosie Network to highlight motivational stories of personal growth, financial awareness, and autonomy in our military community. We're also excited to showcase our partnership with Blue Water Advisors. Well, we have a lot in store for you this season, so let's get started. Right. Hello, hello, everyone. Jen Amos here, and I want to welcome you to the first of many replays from my husband's live show, Take a Knee Tuesdays with Mike Wallace from Blue Water Advisors. Yes, although the show is called Take a Knee Tuesdays, this replay is being released on Thursdays. And I want to give a couple of disclaimers before I really get into what this conversation is going to be about. This show was formerly titled Don't Forget Your War Chest, which is named after my husband's book, Don't Forget Your War Chest, available on Amazon today. Or you can get a free download by signing up for our free portal, which is available at holdingdownthefortpodcast.com/portal. In the portal, you can get a free download of my husband's book. You also get access to the private podcast version of the show called Inside the Forts and just additional bonus content. This is going to be the first episode where you start to see the formation of my husband's partnership with Mike Wallace in putting together the show. And now keep in mind that any events that may be mentioned in the show will likely be outdated at this point. The intent of sharing the replays is to get a glimpse of the journey, the ever-evolving entrepreneurial journey that my husband and I are on, give you a glimpse into that and the unfilteredness of it and candidness of it. And also, for those who are interested in employment versus entrepreneurship, I believe that these conversations are a good balance for all of those interested in employment opportunities. This will be a discussion of career progression, which is Mike Wallace's way of reframing the whole idea of military transition and employment opportunities in post-military. So they will discuss the topic of career progression for military retirees. And so if you are a military retiree or career military in transition to post-military life, I hope that you will opt in for these Thursday live replays. Of course, if you are interested in just in altogether staying up to date with Scott and Mike's conversations in real time, you can always subscribe to our YouTube channel, which the username is USVW, as in US Vet Wealth, USVW TV. So once again, our YouTube channel, the username is USVW TV. And so hope that you'll join us there. Otherwise, please, please, please enjoy this conversation. A little bit about today's episode. Yeah, this is going to be the first of many. And this recording is actually part one of a two-part series. So here, episode 181, Scott and Mike discuss networking for financial success after the military. This is my opportunity to take a break from Thursdays to host and focus on other things, other initiatives in our business, and also introduce you to, like I said, the replays of my husband's live show. This is a partnership between Scott Tucker, US Vet Wealth founder, CEO, and the CEO of Blue Water Advisors, Mike Wallace, to discuss topics around military retirement and career progression. In this part one of two series, Scott and Mike discuss the importance of networking for employment opportunities after the military, how to identify personal goals, and adjusting unrealistic salary expectations. They demonstrate using LinkedIn filters to find relevant connections within a company or industry. They encourage multiple conversations rather than just relying on one single connection to foster opportunities. And in part two of their discussion, Mike will reveal more LinkedIn strategies and top lessons learned from mentoring veterans. Scott and Mike, thank you so much for the opportunity to reshare this. I think this was a great conversation. And to the viewer slash listener, because once again, this is available on our podcast and or YouTube channel. I hope that you enjoy. And I'll chat with you more in the post commentary. Happy listening.
All right. Welcome to Don't Forget Your War Chest. I'm Scott Tucker here with Mike Wallace. I'll do a quick intro to Mike here in a minute. I just want to kind of remind people what we're doing here. So if you are watching this recording, we're going to be doing these discussions mostly on a weekly basis when we can to talk about all things military retirement. Obviously, what I focus on, SBP and TSP stuff, might come up a little bit. But when we have Mike join us, we want to dive in or deep dive with Blue Water Advisors. See what I did there? But honestly, deep dive, like the most relevant information when it comes to money for a military retiree is how do I get that first job, next job, pay raise, increase, negotiate? What do I say? What do I do? What do I want to be when I grow up? That's what I always hear. So no one better to talk to than Mike. But before we get into it a little bit, just remind everybody, name of the show, get the book. Mike wrote the foreword to the book, by the way. Well, why can't I hold this up to the camera?
Where you
get the book. Don't forget your war chest. Remember, we have multiple versions of it. I got the different ranks up here in the corner. And that's just to show different kind of case studies, different numbers available. It is available in hardcover, but you can get it on Amazon. But if you log into our website at usvetwealth.com, click the book link up there somewhere, and you can join our portal and access it for free, which is the place, our military retirement blueprint portal, which is where we have our more inside discussion, additional knowledge. And I think where we're going to be doing is maybe offering some exclusive stuff that Blue Water does a little bit, down the road as we're, figuring out the technology behind all this. But for now, obviously, a lot of our audience is on LinkedIn. So if you are on LinkedIn, you probably already do know about Mike Wallace and Blue Water Advisors, but out of the Hampton Roads area, just providing that extra career progression, insight. The current, credible, and relevant. Did I get the three of them right?
There you go.
Because Mike's been out in the corporate world. I mean, he's got the stories of his time at Amazon, but then also, and this is really kind of what I wanted to get into today, it's the dozens and dozens, if not hundreds at this point, of other stories of success from himself, his colleagues, his friends over the years, and now his graduates coming out of Blue Water Advisors. It's just a powerful resource to see what you can learn from that. What do we do in the military? Lessons learned, pass it along. And so it can work in this capacity. He's filling a gap that has been missing. Let's face it, the same reason I, talk about what I do in this book, it's the senior military retirees, officer or enlisted, tend to kind of get ignored in the big picture of, what happens after the military. And even though
you're filling that gap, right? I mean,
right.
The keen insight that you bring to the table is just not historically been available, right? To senior leadership for us to make an informed decision. And that's what I appreciate about what you and Jen do. And with, Don't Forget Your War Chest, you bring all that insight to the table. So we can make, and you've heard me say this before, that mathematical decision, turn this into a one or zero in my best interest or not. And let's sit down and have a hard look at that. And that was just insight that I would just never personally was made available to me. It was a rush decision. I didn't appreciate it. And I would just not want that for my members that are coming through. And that's why we love partnering with you and having you a part of what Blue Water's doing. You're a great resource. Because it's not my swim lane, it's not my ever expertise, but to have a trusted relationship with somebody like yourself, where I can honestly say, hey, members, if you've got questions in this regard, Scott's been with us almost since day one. If you think back, right? I mean, you've been part of this thing. It's almost 3 years now, Scott.
Right. I came to was that the first cohort?
Yeah, it was like all the way back in January, February of 21, right?
It's very different.
So we've come a long way since then, right? But just love having that that trusted relationship. So
right. I thank you for the kind words, because what I saw that since that first day of walking in the room there was something I hadn't seen in the military retirement space. And I've been in this space for over a decade. Yeah. Just talk to military retirees, what are the resources? How did you get hired? All that kind of stuff. And everybody kind of had to fight their own path. And by sitting in that room that day, I was like, oh, this is going to be different. And, clearly that has worked out in your favor. But your expertise is the knowledge and sharing that with the others in the room. It's not doing all this dog and pony show stuff that I do. So what my goal is, you know, with the military retirement blueprint is that I want to bring the Blue Water message to the bigger military, you know, the bigger audience of military retirees who can benefit from it, you know, one way or the other, because that's what we're all trying to do is just kind of pay it forward, right? And so, you know, that's the idea. It's I want to get Mike Wallace out there more. One, you know, to let people know, you know, how to get in touch with you and a benefit from your services, but also, you know, to kind of share the knowledge, like I said. But
well, we appreciate it. Love it.
Yeah. And then, of course, the key is always is at the end of the day, it's always about money. How long do I serve? Do I try to get promoted? Yeah. You know, do I want to get more paycheck? You know, what's my retirement benefit going to be? How much VA disability am I going to have? And then when I go to my new job, what's my income and salary going to be, benefits package?
Yeah.
You know, it really is all about money. But in the military, yeah, you can maybe get a job you like by somebody you know, but the pay is the pay. You know, I don't know, maybe in the very, very senior ranks, it's all political at that point.
No. I mean, you bring a good point, right? And, you know, I know we're going to span a bunch of topics here today, but, you know, you just kind of threw out, hey, it's all about money and this is, you know, a lot of it is, right? And, you know, the majority of our members, you know, when they seek out Blue Water and when the time is right and we make that connection, there are a number of earning years left, right? Whether it's typically members, you know, come to us at the 05 or 06, which is the majority, some 07s now, which is a majority of our membership. You know, that's a 48 to 55-ish window. And so there is some finite a period of time. And I know that works into your calculus as well, too, on SBP and looking at some of those options. But your point is, it just made me think about this, you know, and you said this earlier, networking is net worth. Net worth is networking, right? I mean, that's really what it comes down to. I mean, when
exactly.
People and they step in, hey, I want to generate some more income, right? And I want to do that through networking, which is going to transfer into your net worth, right? And, you know, so the question that people come to us or the approach that often members will make is they'll step in and they go, hey, Mike, I know what I'm worth. This is what I was getting paid in the service. And you can make that tax adjustment algorithm. And hey, so I'm not working for a penny less than this amount. And what we spend a lot of time talking to members about is that's not the question that you need the answer to. What you are seeking the answer to really, and Scott, you and I have had this conversation before. It's like, what can this company compensate you for doing this role or responsibility in this geographic area? That's what you want to know the answer to, because not every company has the ability to compensate individuals perhaps at the level that they deem that they are worthy of. And in that case, then members have a decision to make. Either, you know, you're going to adjust your strategy and your personal mission, vision, priorities, so you're going to pursue this company at a level that they can't compensate you, or you're going to start looking for another company, right, that's going to compensate you more. But, you know, members quickly realize in this new phase, this career progression, it doesn't all have to be about money. It's about fit. It's about quality of life. There are other things that are out there that you want to hold near and dear, right, to your strategy that you're unwilling to budge on. And money may only be part of it, right? Can be an important part, but it doesn't have to be the sole part about that. And I know you and your vision on this and how they approach SBP and some of these other things, that plays a big part into that. So that just helps translate for members when they're pursuing this, right? It doesn't all have to be about this, but as they come here, often they will start the conversation, I'm not working for a penny less than this much. And I'm like, no, don't start the conversation there. What do you want to pursue? What company is going to be a good fit for you? What company is going to, or industry is going to support the strategy that you've built? You know, for example, individuals come to us and they say, hey, you know, I've got kids in school. I don't want to leave the Hampton Roads area. I have to stay here for at least 3 or 4 years. And so the answer that I put together has to be here. And I'm not willing to go work for less than a penny less than $375,000 a year, right? And I'm like, ooh, okay. Not to say that you can't make that kind of compensation, but are you going to find it step one in the Hampton Roads area? You know, statistically and analytically, what we see is that's probably, you know, not statistically in your favor to make that conversation. Are you willing to move to Seattle? Are you willing to move to San Francisco? Are you willing to move to Los Angeles or New York or some of these? Are you willing to go overseas? Are you willing to do this kind of work for companies that look like this and this and this? Well, no, I'm not. Well, so then we're going to go back and say, hey, your strategy maybe doesn't support right? The execution. Yeah. So either what you're pursuing needs to change or your strategy needs to change, but you've got some kind of misalignment there. And these are great conversations we love having with our members, right? And as they're trying to bring into focus, you know, that next step. And you play a big part into that too, Scott, right? And it just, you know, our members, right? I'll say that plural, are the beneficiaries of a lot of the insight we bring to the table. And I think they really appreciate it, right? It helps them navigate that space.
Yeah. And so the first step that I think you're introducing them to is kind of a little bit into the theme of today's topic. You hit on a little bit the net worth. And that's what I was getting at as well. You know, the net worth equals the net work. Well, net worth is more than just money.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, you know, wealth is about how you're spending your time. You know, how are you fulfilling, you know, do you feel influential? Do you feel meaningful, you know, what you're doing? And that might mean, you know, a certain paycheck or whatever on a chart, but you're going to find out that that's not about that. We kind of get used to that on the active duty. You just look at the pay chart. What is it this year? So, you know, now's the opportunity to kind of get away from that. But the networking part of this comes in. You know, the obvious one is, well, how do you find the guy who's going to get you the job? But I think what you hit on in recent conversations we've had that I hadn't thought about, it's just about, you know, not just knowing the guy who knows all the guys, but knowing the people who are staying in touch with the people who are recently going through something, kind of give you these insights. And not everybody is set up to share their insights all the time and what they've learned. Hey, they got a new job. They're focused on it, right? But to be able to be the core place for folks to come back to and kind of share what their salary package was or how the hiring process went, I think that's a part of networking that we don't think about coming out of the military. Like, why are people unaware of this and having these unrealistic expectations for salaries and where they can work and all that? Because we're not tuned in. We're not networking with people out in the civilian world, veterans or otherwise. And, you know, that's the same thing all the time. All right, how do I do this? Where do I get started? Getting on LinkedIn. So, Mike, I was hoping you could share some of the, you know, best insights and tips or successes you've seen from people going from, you know, I either don't know how to network or I don't want to network to, holy cow, I made a good connection here that I wasn't expecting.
Yeah. No, it's a fair ask and it's a good call out, right? So what we spend a lot of time talking to members about is, you know, our members approach us, and I just want to be really clear here. You know, our members are incredibly talented, educated, you know, the pedigree of the individuals that they are. You know, these individuals move mountains, right? There's nothing that they can't do. They've delivered results in some really arduous circumstances, right? And they just do that masterfully well. But the point that I want to make is their counterpart, who never wore the cloth of the nation, who's been out in some industry, you fill in the blank, for 20, 25, 30 years, they have the network, Scott, in that industry, in and around those companies that make up that industry, and they've been earning trust with it for 25 or 30 years. Our member coming out of service, equally talented, equally educated, and in many instances, far and above just with those soft skills and hard skills, what this individual, their counterpart may have, but the one thing they don't have is what? Is the network. You with me?
And the trust, other than the assumed trust of having worn the uniform. And that's
exactly
so far.
And network is a word that we kind of throw around. We just kind of say network. And you know, you got to meet people. But let's not forget what your network is. Your network is people, you know, and people are strange animals, right? I mean, you have to earn trust with individuals, you know, and we put out to our members, you know, they often come to us and they go, hey, Mike, how soon should I step in to take, you know, the Blue Water, your career progression course. And I'm like, sooner is always better, right? Because the long pole in the tent is going to be building your network. Now, the benefit of Blue Water is we build a network and we have been building that since day one and we track it and we massage this network. So we know members who are immersed into the heavy lift of their job, you know, coming out of the military, that they are likely not to have had time to kind of build a robust network that's going to support their needs. And that's okay. We've built the network. Come to Blue Water. We're going to plug you into that network. But it doesn't stop there, Scott. You know, you have to reach a tipping point. If you're going to pursue an industry and a company, you know, you might need 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 points of contact, right, in that industry, in several companies that you're pursuing, until you reach that density, that tipping point, to where all of a sudden conversations are happening on the inside about you, right? You with me? And that's where the magic starts to happen, right? And that's how you get movement and people reaching out saying, hey, Scott, I'm interested in you, right? We've had a couple of conversations. I know you had a conversation with a couple of my peers and we'd like to talk to you about an opportunity. Are you interested, right? That's how this happens, right? What I see our members come to the table is they want one connection and they go, great, I've now met somebody new who's in a company. Let's just say, I was talking medical earlier with the gentleman who called in, but let's just say I've now met one person in Johnson & Johnson. Okay, great. That's a great start. Now they just wait and they go, why is a job opportunity not coming for me? And I'm like, you are not done. You have to keep network. Now, Blue Water continue to introduce you to people. But at some point in time, Scott, we want to empower our members to pursue building their network on their own. And we absolutely have some great products that we put on our website to walk individuals through how to do this. This is a masterful targeted networking approach. And surprisingly, very few people know how to utilize LinkedIn in a targeted networking search. And if you'll allow me, I'll just talk you through one example.
Sure.
And for the listeners who are on LinkedIn, you can follow me through this. Or if you're interested in looking at the video tutorial that we put together, I'm happy to kind of give you insight into, right, our website, and you can look at it for yourself. But on LinkedIn, if you will go to your networking tab, and if you pull this down, and let's say, for example, you're going to search a company that you might be interested in. Let's say you want to look at Shell Oil. And so you're going to type Shell Oil into the networking tab, and you're going to hit enter.
Why don't I share my screen, and I'll do it. And then that way.
Absolutely.
It's like, we can make this, this is meant to be kind of informal workshop.
Look, you got some great tech going on here.
Yeah, well, that's us right now live.
Yeah.
It's a crazy, let me do this. And
all right. So go open your search field up in the upper left-hand side there. And just for the heck of it, just type Shell Oil up there. And so this assumes that you've got some interest in the energy industry, right? And you want to kind of look at this. So you'll see that in the center screen there, a bunch of people jumped out there. You can scroll down. You could probably see Shell Oil's company page if you wanted. But scroll up a little bit, and I want you to click on See All People Results. Down a little bit. Down. Right, there you go. See All People Results. And so just right there, you've got 56,000 people. And you're probably saying, hey, like, this is completely unusable, right? I'm not going to go through 56,000 people. Try to figure out somebody to have a conversation with. So if you notice at the 1 o'clock position there where it says all filters in the upper right hand corner, yeah, if you click all filters. And if you see the far right of the screen here, there's some means for you to filter these 56,000 results. So let's scroll down. And the first one I come to is location. So up at 56,000 people, let's just say for this breakout, let's just say you want just the people in the United States. So just click United States only, because Shell Oil's probably got people all over. Continue to scroll down. Okay, so current company. So this breakout probably has a lot of people that are at Shell Oil, but it probably also has a lot of people that were at Shell Oil. So let's click on current company Shell, because I just want to see the people that are there right now. Now, past company, let's drill into this a little bit. Let's say, Scott, I know your Army background, I'm Navy, but let's just say United States Navy. Let's just say, if you just type in U.S. or United States Navy, see what comes up. Okay, so the second, there you go. Okay, so you could go down and filter it by a school. You could go down and filter it by some other, but let's just click on show results and see what that works out to. Okay, so you shrinked your search from 56,000 people down to 87. And now you could go back up to your all filters tab and pull it back down and go, okay, instead of the United States, let's just say I want to see people in Virginia, maybe out of location, just Virginia, right? And then if I go down further, or you could show results there. Okay, you've got one in Virginia. So you maybe want to back that out a little bit. maybe you can go Virginia, and you could add a, maybe Houston and Virginia. Maybe those would be two good locations. Or your Houston, Virginia. See what you get there. So you're down to 44. So not to take all our viewers and continue to filter this down, but I think you're starting to see that filters are a great way for you to filter this out. Now, I love the school, right? You could put Naval Academy, you could put U.S. Naval War College, Naval Postgrad School, like whatever you had in common with somebody there, you can filter it out. And now you're left until you get with a usable number there to where, okay, I can actually reach out to these individuals on what we call as a cold call message. And say, for example, you want to reach out to Brian there, or maybe Christine up at the top of your screen. And so, you know, you could reach out to Christine. If you had a LinkedIn Premium, you could send her an email. If you want to call up her profile, you can still send her a note, right? If you click on more, and then there should be a way to connect. Nope, down one, there you go, connect. And you would add a note. Now you get 300 characters here. And so you would say, Christine, your profile came up in a search of Shell Oil Executives. My name is Scott Tucker. I'm interested in learning more about Shell Oil in this region, blah, blah, blah. Whatever your approach is, that's a cold call message. But you could also say, Christine, you're searching, you know, I see we have Navy background in common. We both share an interest in the oil industry, whatever those connections are. Scott, I can't tell you how powerful this is, and I cannot tell you how many of our members pass on this opportunity. And again, on average, our career progression consultants, we track this. You get about a 20 to 30% response rate, meaning if you're going to send 10 of these out, okay, you're going to get somewhere between 2 and 4 responses, right? But the exciting thing about this is in the cold call networking realm, it's targeted, it's focused, and where you're making connections with individuals where that you have a lot in common with, based on how you have filtered this data, you can yield some real results in this, right? And think about this. You can do this time and time and time again on any number of different industries, companies that are out there, et cetera. And we think it's really powerful. So it's a great networking approach, Scott, to really boost your targeted network. And we're big on that, right? I don't want you just to click on somebody and up your number of connections by one. Inherently, there may be a value to that, but I think you get the point I'm trying to make, right? This is a very focused, targeted approach. We spend a lot of time talking to our members about it, but we just don't get a lot of members that fully understand the power of this, right? It can be very, very powerful.
Hey, this is your host, Jen Amos. Thanks again for listening to today's episode of Holding Down the Fort by U.S. Fet Wealth. Visit holdingdownthefortpodcast.com to access the full show notes of this episode, including resources mentioned and bonus content. Once again, that's holdingdownthefortpodcast.com. Lastly, stay after this outro music for something a little extra. Thanks again and chat soon. Bye for now. All right. Hey, everyone. Thanks again for sticking around for the post commentary of this episode. I want to remind you all that these live replays, the events and updates that they share may be outdated at this point, but the intent of sharing this is to, you know, learn more about career progression tips for military retirees. You know, this is for people who want to learn more about employment opportunities versus entrepreneurial opportunities for post-military life. And it's to just, you know, welcome you all into the Scott and Jen world and what we do here at US Bet Wealth and how our entrepreneurial journey is ever evolving. And so, yeah, so thank you for being here. If you enjoy this conversation so far, feel free to subscribe to the podcast. And also, I hope that you'll stick around for upcoming Thursdays, because this was only part one of the two-part series for this conversation. Part two will release next Thursday, and you can look forward to more conversations between Scott and Mike in the upcoming Thursdays. Last but not least, if you cannot wait for whatever reason, eating up all the content Holding on the Fort has to offer so far, and you want more, you can always sign up for our free portal, which is available at holdingonthefortpodcast.com/portal. Here, you'll have bonus content. You'll get to subscribe to our private podcast called Inside the Forts, and you'll get all the bonus material and education given to you by my company, US Vet Wealth. All the financial resources, financial education, all the things to continue to work toward living a life of autonomy. And that's all for now. So thanks for listening. In upcoming post commentaries, I may have additional things that I want to say about the recordings of these episodes. I might use this opportunity to answer any questions people have asked at this point, or whatever. We'll see what happens, because that's what post commentary is whatever it's going to be when I record it. All right. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you again on Monday for our next guest from the Service to CEO program by the Rose Network. Bye for now.